is the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hey guys, karibuni to Uncensored, Kenya's number one entertainment podcast where entertainment, music, and culture matters. You're with me, Nicole Nanthai.
The big man himself, Bazu, Muzundo Kinoza, right here.
Yep, na leo, kwa sababu ni a Thursday, we will be doing Do It For The Culture in today's topic. Is blood really thicker? It's a deep question. Is blood really thicker than water? I mean, tunataka kujua, is your brother really there for you more than your roommates? Or vice versa? Who is the one who is normally sticking with you through thick and thin? Who is the one who's sticking with you? Wewe bi, nani ana? Ni rafiki yako ama ni familia?
You know, the funny thing, for me, my experience has changed. So at first it was my friends, But I think that was when I couldn't express 100% my family didn't know what was going on with me. But then when I told them everything and we had that discussion, they're like, from that day on, they have been there 100%. Right now, every single day, I'm always grateful. As in, every single project that I do, number one fans. For me, growing up was the best. Most of the time, you'll come back young. Because, bro, seasonally, work boarding school. Like, way to home, you'll come and end up boarding school to talk about class 5. So, holidays, it was a full house. So, practically, my first 11 years, they look up only 10. Then, my small sister came. Now, I stopped being the only child. So, now you see, they have only been there. I remember one thing my mom told me, she's like, I'm really happy and I'm really proud that I've decided to take this path.
That's having parents who are proud of what you love doing. You know, like so many times we are expected to, you know, make our parents proud by doing things that they would have wanted us to do instead of what we want to do. Your mom or your dad should be proud of you love what you're doing.
Excuse me, I was talking to Mudondo Senior, and you're still with me. He's learning, like, telling a parent to support your dreams, it's a good thing. But you have to understand that parents as ingine, wanataka na at least kuna promise. You get? So, mnajua like your parents will easy kaku support, and then how she's seeing, like for her she's like saying, hey, can you nafanya man, like, how she's like, there's nothing. I went in Bali. So, yeah, no, ataka even if I'm supporting you in everything. And then we don't achieve by doing everything. So you're just saying, yeah, check it. I want to be a musician. That's it. But you're not showing anything. Exactly. When you see like initiative, when you see the passion, when you see, like the simple stuffs and everything. So no, I'm just a consoleza. They want the best for you.
Yeah. I know they want the
best. But it's tricky, man.
Imagine, having you to really, to allow them to live their life. You know,
that is true.
It's true. You can't force them. Or even if you do force them, they won't enjoy it. They'll be living miserable lives. They didn't do what you told them to do because that's not who they are. So,
I've talked with so many people. So I couldn't talk on campus. They're like, I'm only doing this course because my parents are like, oh, you should go and do this course.
Yeah.
But the minute I am done with it, karatasi ni yenu. No, this is all coming from a young person's mind, man. We were now telling you, hey folks, if you want, if parents are gonna listen to this, fire, for young person, atakako high school and again,
share it.
Or atakamako university. What's gonna say? If you feel like umekaziwa na nini, just share this to your parents, mukacheni msikize, okay? Because taking that bold step na muonge with your future, it our sort.
Something I'm grateful for is the fact that my dad was the one who told me, Cheki, it's your life. First, when I was in primary, high school, my dad never used to check my results. Unajua hiyo time ya end term vile parents are supposed to come pick you up with the results. So the teacher gives the parent the results. They used to come, and I think end of term, they would give the parent the results. But my dad used to always give me back the results. And I used to always wonder, like, what's the issue over here? You know, like, Penny, is it that you don't care? And he said, I do care. And yeah, you will tell me at the end, because I used to always tell him what I got. And he told me, the reason as to why I'm not the one taking it is because these aren't my marks, they are yours. Are you happy with your marks? If you're okay with them, fine. If you're not okay with them, then work hard. And every time you'd say that, hey, my friend, imagine you kind of deploy to motivation. People have different ways in which they parent. That was my dad's way of parenting. And I'm not saying it to work for everyone, but
He definitely doesn't work for everyone.
But he understood. He understood who I was and how I work. It's the same thing with parenting. You parent different ways because people are different. So Mimi, I'm one who would discipline herself. I'm not really one to get disciplined, but there are those people who need guidance, who need to be taught. But anyways.
me, my mom has been in the educational sector, maisha yake yote. Tupatane nyumbani. I think that's how it was. Na inyo, I always had the report from comp. So I meet Nengeli. Oh, how was school? Are you okay? Oh, okay, sit, relax, shower, kula, over supper, results.
Oi, pole.
Let me see. Besides the educational and life choices, there are certain scenarios in young people's lives where your friendships are mostly much better than having.
And I didn't even tell you, like, as compared to yours, you've said yours is personally for you, blood is thicker, but for me.
No, it's 50-50.
Mine is, I think, water is thicker.
Water.
And it's because, being the only child already gives you, I wouldn't want to call it loneliness, but you're alone most of the time. And being with a single parent, of course, now that makes you get friendships from the outside who become your family, because you're spending a lot of time with them. When I was young, I used to spend a lot of time going for sleepovers and stuff like that with my friends. Imagine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Living in other people's houses.
Wait, you were raised in a very Western way.
Very Western. So those people became my family, and that now just made me realize that it's not actually anything bad, but for me, I just got, you know, I got more closer to them than my actual family. For me, I'm more likely to tell my friends something than my family members something. That's for me. Yeah.
Obviously, when I'm choosing, I can't go out and tell.
No, I wouldn't even. The obvious, yes. But then the thing that you would say to your family, that I would rather tell my friends than tell my family. Yeah. There are certain things that I'm like, hey, acha tu niambie rafiki yangu. And it's not like I have a huge circle of friends and stuff like that. Nah, my friends are still tight-knit, still kidogo people. Just like any other person's, like, family is. They don't have 20 family members. But, like, yeah, tukienda sana, you have, like, 7 brothers or 7 sisters or something like that right now in this generation. So,
but for me, because story I watch and everything, I saw this quote. I may know a lot of people, which I do. Like, I know a lot of people. I've interacted with a lot of people. But my inner circle is so small.
Yeah.
And those guys have become like fam. So on Avatar, there are certain things like in my life, and I think even in other people's lives, where it's more relevant when you have discussed these issues with them and you come forward with them, because it's much easier because of you're more comfortable. So no, with them. Though there are also some other things you can be comfortable with. Meaning other guys, but you're not comfortable with. With your family, but you're not comfortable with your friends. Or even it's opposite. Although another thing that really, really comes even to question when it comes to history and mental health.
Yeah.
I think by now, was I'm a choker because your story, but me, I'll continue.
Hey, unani ame choker? Because unachoka nini, nata ujasikia. We're just beginning.
Yeah, so me, I'll always be singing about this thing. So unapata, there's some guys who, like some guys who are going through issues and everything, but their friends are offering support that should come from family. And then either unapata wahi, those relatives are maybe your triggers, and then instead of them coming, instead of you rely on family to be there for you,
yeah,
then instead don't do that. So unapata your friends are the ones who step up.
It's about time that family, like people in the family, start realizing that they need to become safe spaces for people so that they can come to them. We're super shocked when things aren't doing right, and we're hearing it from the outside.
And then you find that starting in a relatives or like the triggers. And you know, another thing where guys will say water is thicker than blood is that your worst critics, people will say the worst shit, nonsense, bad rumors and everything about you. Believe me, that will hurt you the most is not from your friends, other people, you know. It's from family. It's from family.
From experience, my friend. From experience. I'll tell you after the break. When we do come back, we shall get into that whole. Is blood really thicker than water, especially in terms of kuongea kuhusu behind your back? Sijui kufanya nini. Stick around to find out. But before we do go on the break, follow us on our social media platforms. We go by uncensored_pod. You can also follow our Spotify at uncensored_pod for our weekly updated music playlist, and subscribe to Uncensored Pod on YouTube.
And share to your friends.
Yeah.
Let them be entertained.
We're cultured, my friend. We're not just doing this for the entertainment, the music. We're also doing it for the culture. For the
culture, man.
For the culture. Anyway, this is Uncensored. Don't go anywhere. Mirror on the wall. Who is the funniest of them all? Uncensored K is the one. Hi everyone, it's your girl Nanzai. Thank you so much for tuning in to Uncensored. But before we get into the podcast, I want to let you know that you can now watch and listen to Uncensored on YouTube. So make sure to go and subscribe to the channel. We also have a weekly updated Spotify playlist full of great music. You definitely don't want to miss out on that. So I'll give you guys a couple of seconds so that you can go and subscribe, push that notification bell, and follow us on Spotify. Is you good? Great. Now to the podcast. Welcome back to Uncensored Do It For The Culture, where today we are talking about, is blood really thicker than water? And before the break,
family members can be the ones who start up some crazy rumors.
You'd expect that at least someone who's your age mate, someone who's even younger than you that would be the ones saying such things. But it's old women, in my experience, that have time to sit down and think about you in negative ways and start saying some crazy things. You know, these people who are saying all these things don't have the audacity to even come to ask you personally. To ask you personally of those things.
Not even that.
Para to every single person but you. You know what? If you would believe such things about me or assumptions like that about me.
I am cutting you off.
Who are you? Exactly. And then it will be lemulukwa because see to lukwa na add value.
Yeah, man. I think the fact that they don't know, like not another thing, they don't know what's going in your life. So
yeah, I wonder why no one Bill. Those are the ones who are talking. They're not even in your life. I think that in our woman because they're not in your life, and maybe they're starting the drama so that they can be included in your life, so that your name and their name can appear in the same sentence. Hey,
I can't.
Those things that are happening, those things we're talking about, they make it so hard personally for me to think at this speaker. Like, I'm just like, if more than one person is, you know, waiting for your downfall, and that is your family, someone you would expect to have your back, it wouldn't make sense to keep contact with you. So you would make friends who would then become your family. And in fact, let me not say family, let me say blood relatives when I refer to quote-unquote family, and refer to my friends as, you know, the actual family.
Fam,
the real fam, Sasa. And then
the funny thing is you guys go through a lot.
Crazy. Have you ever seen that tweet saying, now I understand why some of my aunts and some of my uncles wouldn't come for family gatherings. Or they would come for a few or something like that. It was along those lines. And I was like, hey, it's true. To get old, you start seeing things, you start understanding so much, and you're like, I get you. I actually get why you don't want to come for this family gathering. And when I was 5 years old, I wasn't getting. Saizi ninajua ulikuanga na drama na nani. Cheki. Negativity can't be in your space. Why would you do?
Please, always be careful. The things people might do, my things, they be helping you. Not that they're helping you, but they just want to benefit themselves.
It's so true. Don't think because someone is family or someone is your friend, they have your back unless they prove it to you.
100%, there's no strings attached.
Blood haitawashikilia, trust.
Yeah.
The drama between brother and sister, brother and brother, sister.
You're saying that, what you saying, brother and wife? Marvin Gaye was killed by his own father.
Exactly. But anyways, a very insightful show we've had today. Amani Aji. Very insightful show. We've gotten to give you our thoughts on what we think about if blood is thicker than water.
And our answer is...
Kuna mtu wako like, cheki, I know, I wouldn't say they're thicker. I would give more priority to water if possible. But anyways, these are our own thoughts. Please, they are our own thoughts and they shouldn't be taken as facts. Kwanza, what dear social media police. Tafadhali, please. The comments are but you know. Hey, it's my thoughts. It's his thoughts.
True.
Yeah. But anyway, before we leave, follow us on our social media platforms. That is Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Wappy, everywhere. We go by
Spotify.
Yeah. If you want to, you know, check me out, I go by Nicole and Zion on everything.
I go at _Movundo_ on all platforms.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Catch you next week on our next episode. That's what, Tuesday? We're going to be doing Entertainment Tuesday.
Guys. That's an episode of all fun.
Enter, Sasa, serious.
Enter, but this is serious time.
Yeah. Guys, keep safe, sanitize, drink your water, and mind your business. This has
and
been
wear your mask.
And wear your mask, of course. This has been Uncensored. Do it for the culture. Bye, guys.
Cheers.